Now, business confidence is on the rise in the Hunter, hitting its highest level in 3 years, according to Business New South Wales' latest business conditions survey. However, challenges still remain. To unpack the findings, we're joined by Business Hunter CEO Bob Hawes. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda.
Great to have you. Now, Bob, business confidence is apparently at its strongest since 2022. What's driving this improvement?
Yes, it is trending upwards. It's still negative overall, unfortunately, and we haven't seen positive numbers since pre-COVID. And for many people, that's a long time ago, isn't it? Pre-sort of 2020. But anyway, no, at the moment, we're seeing a few good signs in the economy. Obviously, unemployment is staying low or employment is remaining high, which depending on how you look at it. We're also seeing improved sentiment in household expenditure and retail expenditure. And that certainly helps businesses, but there are still clouds on the horizons for them in terms of that whilst some of the business numbers are improving, their margins are being squeezed because energy costs, insurance costs, wage costs and other costs generally to do business have gone up, but they're just not in a position at the moment to raise prices to cover off those changes. So just like households are having those challenges, so are businesses.
Well, Newcastle and Lake Macquarie confidence was a little higher than the state average. What's behind that regional difference?
Yeah, those two areas tend to punch above their weight a little. I think it's partly because the diversity they have within their sector economies. You know, they're areas that have got good population base, and while those unemployment figures are low, there are also a lot of their households are earning income, and they're obviously going out and spending it, and that makes the businesses feel better. And on a business-to-business basis, we know some of those businesses down there have been trending back to where they want to be, which is a good thing. But there is certainly a long way to go.
Well, you mentioned that the figures are negative overall. Cost pressures seem to be the biggest issue, with insurance, taxes and energy all weighing heavily. How are these affecting businesses day-to-day?
Yeah, as I said, the cost increases have been unpredictable, and I can't imagine, just like households, having trouble budgeting for these changes, particularly in energy and insurance costs. It's just impossible, and it's not things you have direct control over. I mean, sure, you can not take out insurance, but that's not necessarily a smart idea, particularly for some of the compulsory ones that you don't get a choice. But energy costs, we've been promised now by successive governments that we were going to be seeing this Garden of Eden when it came to energy costs. And even though, we're well behind the eight ball in terms of carbon reduction and converting to renewable energy, the prices just keep going up. And it's some of the examples that we're given from businesses are just absolutely staggering, and there's no way they can immediately compensate for that by adjusting prices or other costs within their business to mitigate it, and that's really continuing to bite hard.
Mm. Well, the survey does show that many businesses plan to maintain or grow their workforce. How significant is that for the local economy?
Yeah, this has been a bit of an issue right across the region now for a couple of years. It's no longer just a spot in the data. It's a trend where we know that there's businesses who would like still to get skills on board and the right experience to be able to drive their businesses. But our economy has been a bit letting them down a bit in that regard. Unemployment's very low. The pool of people they've got to choose from is quite small. And a lot of the people who are out there looking for jobs or in the job market do not have the skills or experience that the businesses are looking for. So we've got to keep working with them to try and make sure people who have got transferable skills and can adapt to some of these jobs, they can do that. And so that's a positive number on the basis of businesses still out there wanting to get back to maintain business as usual and in turn grow. But the labour force at the moment is a very slow ship to turn. And we've got to wait for the next generation of workers to come through that have those skills and that experience to be able to meet the needs of business at the moment.
Well, you've called for reform on things like payroll tax and the emergency services levy. What changes would make the biggest difference right now?
Well, the emergency services levy, we're the last state in Australia that still charges that on insurance premiums. And in some cases, it's adding 25% cost to the insurance premium. And that's the same for households as well. It's just silly. Whether that's an emergency services for fire and those sort of things should be across the entire economy, not just people who take out insurance. Certainly, other taxes and charges and we really have fought long time and to get rid of payroll tax. It is a tax on jobs, and you know we know that there's many businesses in our economy that get to the point where they're just below that threshold to have to pay that tax, and they don't employ an extra person so that they don't. So it's a lid on productivity, and that's not a good thing. And New South Wales is out of line with what Queensland and Victoria are charging. So if we must have the tax, it should at least come down in line with those states. But we'd rather see it gone altogether so that businesses can be freed up a bit more to employ more people, which they've been trying to do.
Fingers crossed. Well, looking ahead, do you see confidence continually improving, or are there risks that it could slow things down again?
I think coming into Christmas, if we get a good Christmas and on the back of retail spending and accommodation and food and those consumer-facing businesses and sectors, that will all go well. It'll be a great springboard into 2026, and I'm certainly hoping for that. For the businesses that are more exposed to what's happening in the international economy and not so much the consumer sentiment here in Australia, it's a little bit more difficult, but I think they are starting to find their way. The issues around the USA tariffs have calmed down a bit, and we know some of the businesses have found alternative markets and suppliers. But that's not over yet, but hopefully what we get as we move into summer and that traditional take up of excitement moving into Christmas helps bump the whole economy. And on the government side, their attempts to keep mitigating inflation and keep unemployment down and working with the business sector to do that is going to be very, very important as well, because a jump in any of those is going to spook markets. Going to spook business, but I'm hopeful that there seems to be more on the equation that suggests that 2026 might be a better year for business rather than a decline.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens and hope for the best. Bob Hawes, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. For more information and insight, see businesshunter.com.